post-match interview.
We're going straight to the top. We're going to the coach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let's hope he moves my way. He's coming through the throng now, so I'm going to put the headset right on him right now.
Oh, that's outstanding. Jace, that is well played by you.
So we've got the Premiership coach, Craig McRae, has joined us on K-Rock Football. What an extraordinary day for you.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I said to the boys before the game, I hadn't told anyone, and I've been in the hospital this morning, and my beautiful wife gave birth to a gorgeous little girl, Maggie. And then I come here high in life. It was already the best day of my life. I said, boys, it's been pretty busy already. Let's go make it even more special. I'll never forget this day.
We spoke to Hayden Skipworth both before and after the game about training and practicing and playing for that sort of that style of game at the end, and it came to fruition again today for you.
Yeah, it did, and you know, I suppose we've just done it so many times, and we get behind on the scoreboard, and we just go into autopilot, and then we get in front of the scoreboard, we go to autopilot. Players know how to execute that, and those little moments just mean so much.
Craig, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. There's a bunch of us up here, but the first question I want to ask you is about Oleg Markov. You had him in the VFL at Richmond in 2019. I think you won a premiership together. He was the last player you put on your list. There's so many incredible stories with Bobby Hill, Scott Pendlebury at 35, 36 hour oldies, but you must be wrapped for Oleg.
Oh, I'm so wrapped for Oleg, and saw him after the game, give him a big hug, and sometimes people just need to be believed in. I've always believed in Oleg, and sometimes I believed in him more than he believed in himself, but give people opportunity and show them faith and encourage them, and watch him grow. And he's grown enormously this year. We got him with an idea that he's going to be insurance. That's the language I use with him. He's become way more than that. He's become a real weapon for us.
Fly, Neildy here, mate. G'day, congratulations.
Neildy. Hey, good to hear your voice, mate.
Yeah, good to hear you as well. We get to hear yours a fair bit, mate. Hey, just on that, the excitement you have brought to the Collingwood Football Club and the league in general, how are you able to do that while obviously also staying composed, because your boys knew what they were doing, particularly in that last 15 minutes?
It's funny enough, when I got the job, and I can't thank the directors of the subcommittee that gave me the chance and believed in me, and I just said that, I'm a winner, and I want to bring some winning habits and then get better every day. And the Collingwood have had a tradition of not winning grand finals, and I thought sometimes the expectation, we didn't manage and control that, and so I went about with all the coaches and staff building the culture around, just staying in the moment, being present and enjoy this and have fun while we're doing it. And quickly knew this is a pretty special group. Late last year when we were making a charge, I thought, wow, this group's coming a lot quicker than I thought it could. And this year has just been remarkable.
Absolutely. It's been remarkable from the outside view, mate. You've brought some excitement back to the whole competition. Look, today's, everyone will say, it's one of the best games I reckon we've ever seen, let alone on a grand final day.
I'm living it, mate. I at half time, I'm running down with the security guard. This is the best game I've ever been involved in. How
is
this game?
Well, in that first half, Sean Higgins is up here, and he just kept saying it appears as though the two sides have just basically doubled down on what they do really well. Was that how it was?
Oh, spot on. And, obviously he's played a lot of footy, but what we learned from last week, we just thought we played a bit too slow and conservative when we get the speed in the game. And, we get that game going, we can score more. We knew we had enough ability to score. We didn't need a certain individual. We can score as a team. But credit to them. That was a cracking game of footy. And in the end, it's small margins to get the job done.
Sean Higgins here, Craig. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
We've spoken a lot about this game, and I'm sure all of us will over the next few hours. But in terms of the year, give us... you're always optimistic. It's been great energy this year. But there must have been a number of times that became challenging moments for you. Looking back, what stands out for you that you're most proud of that you've been able to overcome?
I think our coaches probably didn't get enough credit when we were sort of losing two or three games in a row at the end of the year. We had personnel out. We were very driven towards process and wasn't too consumed about some certain things. But Justin Lepich, Brendan Bolton, Hayden Skipworth and Scott Selwood went to work on just improving our system and reminding us what we're good at. And there's many out there that said we couldn't win it on our defensive system, but particularly in the last two games, not so much this one. Our defensive system was really strong and really, really stacked up. So I'm really proud of our coaches, the way we steered the ship back to where we needed to go.
Craig, how do you balance celebrating a premiership with being a father again?
Well, I'm going to try to stay out as late as I can, and then I'm going to get the cup and I'll go home, because I'm sure my wife needs a chop out. But I said to my wife this morning, I'm going to come home later with the cup, and I get to live that out. It's an incredible day.
Who do you need to keep a close eye on? Who do you think is going to be not only very good on field, but also off field?
I'm worried about Brendan Bolton. He's a little smoky. Thanks for all your support, guys. We really appreciate it. This is one of those moments we'll never forget. So thank you.
No, we won't either. Craig, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Congratulations. You're an AFL Premiership coach. Well done.
Incredible. Thank you, guys.
Craig McRae joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The post-match interview.